President Trump's attorney, Jay Sekulow, was on all five Sunday morning news shows yesterday to address questions about the Trump campaign's ties to Russia. Sekulow is a well-known Washington lawyer and a major figure in the conservative Christian movement. As NPR's Jim Zeroli reports, his new role as the president's lawyer has revived long-standing questions about two charities he's involved with.
When he isn't arguing before the Supreme Court or defending the president on TV, Jay Sekulow has another job.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Sekulow is heard on his daily radio show.
We're going to talk about, obviously, the situation on health care and the imminent repeal.
The program also contains regular appeals for money.
It's a challenging time for our nation. Our values, our freedoms are under assault. That's why it's critical to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice.
And the money flows in, much of it in small donations. An analysis of tax filings by the Washington Post says Sekulow's two intertwined charities took in $230 million between 2011 and 2015. The money is raised by CASE. That's Christian Advocates Serving Evangelism. And it also goes to a second organization called the American Center for Law and Justice, or ACLJ. Charity watchdogs have long had concerns about these groups.
They're a textbook case of having severely flawed governance and transparency.
Daniel Borikoff of Charity Watch says both groups are controlled by Sekulow and his relatives, several of whom work there. Over the years, about $35 million has gone to the Sekulows or businesses they run. About $3.5 million has gone to a broadcast production company owned by Sekulow's sister-in-law. Sekulow himself has an unpaid position as chief counsel of the ACLJ, but 94% of ACLJ's outside legal work goes to a law firm run by Sekulow.
What needs to be asked of CASE and ACLJ is, are there no other law firms or lawyers in the United States that could work for this charity? Surely there's somebody else that would be qualified.
Borikoff says that points to a larger problem, the lack of independent oversight of the groups. CASE's board is made up of Sekulow's relatives.
It's very rare to see a group that has this many related party transactions where you've got a board that's all family members.
The ACLJ has two independent directors on its three-member board, including televangelist Pat Robertson. But Borikoff says the group isn't really independent either, since its funding is essentially controlled by CASE. Another watchdog, Charity Navigator, has similar concerns about oversight. Katie Rusnick says the organization looked at the ACLJ's Washington chapter and ranked it near the bottom.
Our current rating for them is a 1 star, which our ratings are out of 4 stars. It's definitely on the lower side of our rating system.
Rusnick's group also has problems with the amount of money going to ACLJ's programs, which is declining compared to spending. The ACLJ did not respond to a request for comment, but a spokesman recently told The Guardian its compensation practices have been deemed reasonable by outside experts. He also noted that the charities are audited by outside firms. But outside auditors don't typically concern themselves with practices such as hiring of relatives. Meanwhile, Sekulow's job as President Trump's attorney is likely to give him even more prominence and potentially means more donations for the charities his family controls. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.